Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You are here chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. I hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to grow. And as always, inspires me to know when I have different styles of invaluable women on this show that has been successful in their businesses and that continue to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires me when I know I've touched someone that took my advice and started their business or just took that step on doing what they want to do to build a better career for themselves. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you must surround yourself around positive energy so that you can focus that plans and your provisions. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. And remember, Open Talk 2 brings a fresh personal view to entrepreneurs and career women, offering a unique experience that kind of discusses the issue that is important to entrepreneurship. So, again, remember, this is what the show is about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Last week on the show, we talked about some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to write your book. We also had reality stars Molly and Cynthia with Double Divas telling their story in the studio. Today we're going to talk about how to repair your credit, going to give you some more little business ideas. And also in the studio I have Miss Karen Salem, the owner of Town & Country Furniture. She's going to give us some words of wisdom and also tell us how she got started in her type of business. So stay tuned for that. And before I get to that, had my ear to the street last night. Got to give you guys your dose of reality. You always are begging for it. So, hey, got to give it to you. Good morning, MJ. Are you there? Morning, MJ.
I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you?
I am good, girl. Let's put it on the table. Got to give our people our dose of reality about our favorite women, our basketball wives. All right, I want to start with Tammy. This is who I want to start with. Tammy is really leaning in a lot on Tasha regarding her businesses. That, I mean, you know, she just kind of like, she's focusing on, to me, like negative stuff on her starting her business. What you think?
Well, I think because Tammy has this hairline and she's so-called a weave connoisseur, I guess she felt like she was all knowledgeable about this. When in reality she's not. She just really got her hairline started. So I think it wasn't as bad as it looked, but she could have presented it a different way. She didn't have to cut her down to how many businesses have you ran and all this stuff. Because most of the time people invest in stuff they don't know anything about.
Right, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. It just seemed like she was just leaning in on her, especially when she asked her, okay, Tasha, what other business have you had? And then when she said,
yeah,
she had the children clothing line or the children's store, and then she told it wasn't still open and running, and she was like, you don't know anything about business. But that's not true, because people always start businesses and sometimes close them down. I mean, it could be for personal reasons, it could be financial, but whatever. I mean, to me, it's like she had it, she's still doing it. I mean, golly, kudos to
yeah,
Tasha,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
But, God, what do you think about that? Evelyn is, she was getting that information from Susie about that head button, and then she finally leaned in on Tasha about the head button. But, you know, my thing is, I think Tasha is keep talking about the head button situation because she put that information about her in her book. I think that's her blow back to her. That's what I think.
It sounds like it, but my thing is, why would you go to Susie first? I mean, you're going around the bush and back again. I mean, talk to Tasha first. What was the purpose of even going to get Susie's? I mean, if Tasha is the main culprit here, address her first. I just don't understand the whole going to Susie first and then Tasha. Because, you know, Susie is wishy-washy anyway, so.
Yeah.
To me, this season seemed
like she more of the snake. She just kind of getting the information and bringing it back to the girls. Because one thing I noticed,
she's not
going back in the past with them like she did before. I noticed that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that, Tammy, girl? She MIA on those events. Like, she didn't go to Tasha's birthday party, and Colin told her something about some asbestos. She thinks she got poison.
That was kind of a mess.
I know, but one thing I can say, kudos to the ladies for meeting their fan who went to visit the lady who was a breast cancer survivor. Now, I think that was the only thing positive that to me that really came off the show to me. So kudos to them for that, though.
Yeah,
I was happy about that. And what do you think about the soft opening of the Celebrity Soul Win? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Celebrity Soul In. I'm sorry. Did I make an error?
It will be correct.
I'm sure it would. No, Tasha, she probably corrected the same night, so.
I think she should have held off on the opening. I mean, a soft opening, just have one big opening. It's no need to rush things.
I'm sure it was just scripted in the show, you know, probably because the ladies were all there in New York. They probably just went on and made it in the convenience to do it
that
way.
Well, like you said, you know, she had all the invitations out there. People were, reserved and all that stuff, so. I guess she did it mostly for the people, but it probably would have pulled a crowd and then have a big opening as far as flyers and stuff like that. You know, she definitely needs to redo it.
I don't know. And hopefully it'll be bigger and better, and she don't need to invite them three, at least. So leave them out. So I don't know. But I don't know. I think we're going to have to change our reality shows and probably go either to Maury or to the Steve Wilkos or Hollywood Exes. I don't know. They're kind of getting a little boring to me. I don't know.
But
I love them. I love them. They're my girls, though. I got to love them.
We need to wait at least couple more weeks when Kenya Bell make her appearance. So,
that's going to be good. Yeah, we definitely got to tune into that next week. So,
yeah,
all right, MJ. Thank you for calling in this morning.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good one. All right, guys. That was my MJ. We had our ear to the street last night with our basketball wives. Much as we talk about them, we still love them. Kudos to my ladies there. Y'all tune in tonight to Double Divas. They will be on tonight. That is my show. Got to see what those two ladies are up to tonight. So, all right, guys, I'm going to quickly give you some current events really quickly. Houston Power women football team is having their tryouts on October the 7th at 9 a.m. at Law Park. Definitely come out there and try out if you want to be a part of the Houston Power women football team. October the 9th, Score Houston is going to have another seminar, which will be free. So make sure you go to that. That title topic on that one is going to be smart financing and online marketing. October the 13th at 10 a.m., Score Houston is also going to have a how to write a business plan for your business. And, of course, that is going to be free as well. Going to take a quick break and give you guys your blast from the past. Got to give you your blast from the past. And when I come back, I will have Miss Karen Salem in the studio. Again, she's with Town & Country Furniture. Got to check out the furniture, guys, there. We'll be back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. We got blast from the past.
Open Talk to have Miss Karen Salem. She is the owner of Town and Country Furniture. They have some awesome furniture, guys. You got to check them out. Hi, Miss Salem. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good. Tell my listeners, how did you get started in this type of business? And kind of give a little information about yourself and the business.
Okay. Well, originally I was an interior decorator, and I always had a passion for furniture. Actually, I was working in Florida as a designer. The economy tanked in Florida, and people just stopped buying furniture. So I started looking for a place to relocate my family and start a new business.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me, how did you get started? And I always say Google. I just started Googling best place to start a business, best economic forecast over the next 5 years, best place to raise a family. And everything just started coming up in Central Texas, Austin, Houston. So we really just took the plunge in the height of the recession.
Okay.
Found a location. We'd never been here before. And I found a location. And call me crazy, but I opened a furniture store when other furniture stores were really going out of business.
Okay. All right. Well, tell the listeners, what sets your furniture stores apart from the other competitors in the area?
Well, first of all, we're a leather specialty.
Right.
Or we just carry leather furniture. So we're kind of the leather experts. If people need that when shopping for leather as opposed to other kind of furniture, I mean, we don't sell dining rooms or bedrooms, so they really want the expertise because there are a lot of different grades and leathers. And so we can offer people that specialty.
Okay. So especially, like you said, since you were an interior designer, so you kind of know what's in demand, especially with leather. So, because I like leather and I like y'all's furniture. I've been in the Galleria area to that location. So for women then who want to start their business such as yours, what kind of advice would you kind of give them? What inspirational words would you let them know how to start their business?
Well, I would say don't be concerned about doing everything better than the competition. Just do things differently.
Okay. Okay. And then also I would think, what about maybe if they have a passion for it, you think maybe, or?
If they have a passion for it, well, yeah. I mean, I would definitely encourage women to pursue where their passion is. That's
right.
Goal number one.
Yeah.
To ensure success.
That's right.
What you find a void in the marketplace that needs to be filled, if you can't, if not, position yourself amongst the other stores that are similar, whether it's a jewelry store, an accessory store, a furniture store. You want to be where everybody else is shopping for that particular item, because customers can bounce around from place to place, you know? I mean, I would have people say, oh, well, you don't want to open a furniture store there. There's so many furniture stores right there. I'd be like, that's exactly why I want to open my store, right there in the middle of all of them.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Well, Ms. Salem, thank you for calling in today on the show. Guys, again, this is Ms. Karen Salem with Town & Country Leather Furniture. Please check their stores out. They have different locations. One in the Galleria area. They have one in Austin.
They just opened our third location in BK.
Okay, yeah, BK. So, okay, so we have 12703 Highway 71, right?
Yep.
Okay, so guys, check them out. You can order stuff online. Check them out. Check out her commercial. Love your commercial, Karen. You are so pretty.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for shopping local.
Sassy and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment.
Yeah.
real women playing real football. Real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? Well, call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. Anyone that has anger management problems, we contact High Hope Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. Sour, then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com.
Guys, welcome back, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed my interview with Miss Karen Salem with Town and Country Furniture. And ladies, I hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. Remember, you guys asked for it, so that's your blast from the past. So just keep sending your requests to me, and I'll get them to you as quickly as I can. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. I gave you your current events for the week. Want to quickly talk about how to repair your credit, but before I do that, you guys always check out your Small Business Administration. They can show you how to create your business plan, choose your business structure, get grants and loans and funding for your business. So think about that as well. So here are a few ideas for your business. And as I always tell you, always get your DBA from the county clerk's office, your employee identification number. Their number is 1-800-829-4933. Or you can go on the line and apply for that as well. Remember not to forget to write your mission statement. Think about that as well, because it's an important tool and a key element that ties into your business plan. So remember, your business plan clarifies your goals and your objectives to your business, and I always talk about that. First impression is the best impression that you make on people. So remember, when starting your business, ask yourself, is this business opportunity a part of a successful industry? Is it in demand? Also think about, does this business require a huge investment? Again, so you can go to Score Houston or the Business Administration. They can help you look up some loans and grants for your business, so think about that investment. And always think about who is going to run your business. Are you going to dedicate 100% of your time to your business? Of course, I would, and I always say never let others run your business. So here are a few ideas quickly. If you're good with credit repair person, an image consultant, a life or a business coach, a travel agent. If you're real creative, start a blog. A catering service. You can do it from home or you can get your location, either or. An online marketplace store. That is another good one. Or eBay. Try that one as well. Daycare or tutor. If you're good financially wise, like good with financial planning, maybe a tax preparer because tax season is coming up soon. And if you're good with partying, wedding planner or party planner. Think about those as well. If I said those really quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll give you those. Quickly want to give you some steps on how to repair your credit. We're on your own. So first thing I would want to do is order your credit reports. You have three credit bureaus that you can contact, and they are Equifax. Their number is 1-800-685-1111. You have Experian, and their number is 1-888-397-3742. And the last one is TransUnion. Their number is 1-800-888-4213. So once you order your reports from those three places, examine your reports really carefully. See what's supposed to be on there and what's not supposed to be on there. Think about that. Then go ahead and start doing your double D strategy where you report this cost and dispute these actual reports that's not supposed to be on your credit bureau. Think about that. Then maybe call the creditors and try to come up with something to pay them off, because some of them, if you call them and work out a deal, they'll take half or less than half on the amount that you're supposed to pay them. And then you go ahead and solve and dissolve this debt. And it reduces your debt and sets to pay the time on every time you pay a bill. So make sure you do that as well. Add stability to your credit file by getting a secured credit card. If you don't have a major credit card, think about that. You can go to Capital One. I think Wood Forest also has that available too. So think about that. So if I went through those really quickly, I know those was really quick steps. But, again, get your credit report. See what's not supposed to be on there. Dispute it. If it's something that you need to pay, go ahead and call and contact the creditors and see if you can work out a resolution on paying them off for that. And then, again, reestablish your credit by getting you a secured credit card if you don't have a major credit card. So those, again, if I said them quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send you those. All right, guys, don't forget, Houston Power Football is having the tryouts on October the 12th at 9 a.m. at Law Park. Follow them on Twitter. Like them on Facebook. Check out the website at HoustonPowerFootball.com for any updates that they have. So, again, Twitter and Facebook. We always tweet and tell everybody what's going on, so stay with us with that. I also will be taking my show national. Also, I will be hitting some AM stations, so check out my website on the update for that, or either follow me on Twitter for my updates. So check out my website at www.opentalk2.com or hit me up on Twitter. So I'll see you guys back on October the 1st at 9 a.m. May have some juicy gossip next week, guys, going to California, and I might find some people and put them on blast. I don't know. Got to see, but you guys have an awesome week. Have an awesome weekend. Have a blessed day, guys. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And just thank you for just being there for me. See you guys next week. Have a good one.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah.